Forest, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday, just after 9:20 in the morning on this crisp and fall-like. It's starting to feel like it out there. I am now here with USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams and USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton. Any phone calls, get a hold of us, 785-537-1350. And right on cue, we have one right now. Caller, you are on In Focus.
Yes, I was curious to see what our enrollment is at Raleigh County School System.
Yeah, our enrollment overall, we are down 11 as it is compared to last year. Our high school is up about 7 kids, and our grade school is down 18. And so overall, that gives us down being 11. We think most of that change is coming from having a larger senior class that graduates, and then lower numbers coming into our lower elementary.
Okay. Hope that answers your question, caller. Oh, they're off. All right. Let's get back to business. So one thing we were talking about over break was you got some budget things you wanted to talk about, Brady, some board elections and bond issue. Let's go ahead and touch over some of those things.
Okay, sounds good. Budget-wise, most people probably know that we went back to a formula this year, and the Supreme Court, Kansas Supreme Court, is still determining whether the legislature put enough money into that or not. But we gained about $260,000 in our budget, which is, a good piece of money for us, and we were able to give a average 4.2% raise to our teachers and basically the same raise to our classified and administrators. So, we're glad for that. I don't know, Cliff, how do things look at Riley?
Really positive as well, Brady. We were very fortunate with that increase on the base that our teachers got a 4.9 and then the rest of the staff was about a 4.0. And we did pass our budget, and we had our budget hearing just on Monday. We had a small increase of 0.3 mil, or about $4.16 on a $100,000 home. So we felt that was a very reasonable increase there to try to meet all the different needs we had. And we know that our staff has been a little bit behind compared to a state average, and so we were happy to be able to try to put a little more into their pockets for all the work that they do for kids. And yet, our mill levy is still below the state's average as well, so we felt really good about our budget.
Kind of a win-win there.
Yes, it was.
Brady, you were also talking about some board elections that a little different this time around.
Well, it is. Usually those are in the spring. They've moved by state law, moved those to the fall now, which will be November 7th, and then those new board members will start in January, where they used to start in July. And we have three incumbent board members, positions that are up for election. All three of them are not running. We have one, Tim Ennis, is running for one of the positions filed. The other two, we had no filings. But I understand we're going to have write-in candidates for both those positions. One is Ginger Blasky, and the other one is Rio Schultz. And so it looks like you never know. You could have more write-ins for all three positions. But at this point, that's what I know on as far as our board elections coming up in November.
Cliff, any on your end?
We have three as well. We have one incumbent that's running and then two openings there. And we've been working as a board committee as well, talking about the transition because it'll be different. Normally, they jump right into that budget. And now they're going to talk about coming in January. And so we'll start talking about building a new budget about that time. So it'll be a different transition.
And how is that transition? Was this a move going to November that started at the school district level, or was this something that was more of at the state push?
I think it was more at the state push. My understanding is trying to tie it with a regular election. That way we would have more participation in voting for your local members. Is my understanding of why the change occurred.
That's mine, too. It was brought about at the state level. You know, Brady, I might mention also, since we're talking about elections, on November 7th, our district has a bond election that will be on the November 7th ballot for just our district patrons, a $4.1 million bond, and we're just starting the process of informing people, be going to senior center meetings. We've got a couple community meetings coming up that we're going to have in October that we'll be putting out more. But anyway, it'll be a $4.1 million bond for 20 years that we're doing some new construction and a lot of just maintenance type things like new buses, doors and windows, that type of thing. So for our patrons, we're just starting the process and we'll be really inundating them with information about the bond coming up between really today and November 7th.
And I think you also wanted to say something about KESA accreditation.
Yeah, KESA is something new for us. It's a new name that came out, but that's the Kansas Educational Systems Accreditation. We've been working hard, meaning all the school districts across the state, trying to understand where we are in this five-year process. This year, each district has to identify what year they believe that they will be at. I think most of them will probably be in year one, two, or maybe even three. Then they need to have a visit where we have an outside team that comes in and they analyze some of our data and tell us what they think our strengths are and areas that we need to try to improve on.
And you said this is new.
It is. This is the first year for the new accreditation. It takes the place of the old program, which was called QPA or Quality Performance Accreditation, that came around in the 80s. So I think it's a good program. And like Cliff said, it'll be a five-year cycle. I know we're coming in year two, but you have district goals, and then you have building goals, and then you build on those.
And we have another caller. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Well, I wanted to thank you for all the efforts that you're putting in for the young people today. I'm out there paying the county tax, and I, of course, wanted to thank your predecessors for what they put into my head. And even though I fought them the whole way, the things that I was able to take from the educational into the future of my life, thank you guys for all your efforts.
Well, thank you. Real quick before we go off, I think Cliff and I each have a couple local things. I know for both of us this Friday is we have an open house and then a booster club kind of supper and then football, volleyball scrimmages. And then actually next week, the week of our first varsity volleyball game is the 29th of August and first varsity football game is September 1st. So what about it, Riley?
We have a fall preview and we're going to showcase our band, our cheerleaders, our volleyball team, football. And then on Saturday, our cross country team has their preview out at the course at Leonardville. And then Saturday, our volleyball team heads up for their first match. And so hang on, here we go. It's going to get really busy.
Well, Brady, and I hear that the superintendent's going to lead that cross-country preview out at the golf course on Saturday with being in front of the runners. Isn't that right,
really?
Cliff, for 5K or what is that?
I sure hope they have a buggy or something for me or oxygen.
I want to see Facebook Live of that.
Absolutely.
So does everybody else in the district.
Give the people what they want, Cliff.
That's
Give
right.
What they want.
There is okay. EMS on site, right?
Right there. Right. Cliff.
Fun stuff. Well, guys, appreciate you guys coming on. As always, we really appreciate you coming on. That transparency, everybody always enjoys it. When we come back, we'll talk with Candace McIntosh and Seth Kelso regarding Girls on the Run of the Flint Hills and the Tee Off 4 Youth event. More on that after the break.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland. 776-9668.